This morning, Northland has woken up in the orange traffic light setting after the government ended its 7-week stretch in red at midnight. The region is 86% fully vaccinated against COVID, with about 6,500 jabs to go until it hits the 90% milestone. But not everyone is pleased about the decision to move to orange. Te Tai Tokoro Border Control Leader Hone Harawira joins me now. Morena, what do you think about the move to orange?
Well, I mean, what's the rationale for moving to orange? Te Tokoro Māori still suffer from high rates of liver disease, lung disease, kidney disease, heart disease, cancer, respiratory illnesses, diabetes, and a lack of access to quality health services. So why are we going from red to orange? We have the lowest vaccination rate in the country, Te Tokoro Māori. We are 5 times more likely to get COVID than anywhere else. And now we've got Omicron ready to break into the community, and it's going to have a huge impact on Te Tokoro Māori.
Do you think Northland will be able to ever reach the 90% fully vaccinated mark?
Well, absolutely I do. I know that Māori health providers, that the DHB community organisations are working as hard as they can to try and get us to that point. And that's the issue we've been trying to say, that we want to try to get Te Tokoro Māori across that line so that we can be part of what's happening in the rest of the country, but we're not there. And because of the health issues that we have, and because of those low vaccination rates, and the fact that we're currently 5 times more likely to get COVID, we're going to be probably 10 times more likely to get Omicron, because it's the most contagious variant of COVID that there is. Māori live in close confines anyway. In low socioeconomic areas, particularly do rural isolated communities, they particularly do. If you get Delta in a home, you could, by the end of 2 or 3 days, it might still just be the one person who's got it. You get Omicron in the home, within 24 hours, the whole household can have it. And where I live, my own home, like, we've got a big home, we've got a couple of bedrooms on our property as well, but we've got 10 people living with us, 12 altogether with myself and my wife. So, you know, that sort of thing can rip through our families, rip through our communities. And again, I go back to the point, what was the rationale for moving to orange? Particularly when the Prime Minister's saying, if Omicron gets out, we might, in 48 hours, go to red. Well, in that case, they should have just left Te Tokoro at red until it was clear that they had control of Omicron in Auckland and everywhere else. At the moment, they don't seem to understand the level of concern that's going to have within rural communities, not just Māori, Pākehā as well. I mean, it's going to impact our critical services in terms of the numbers of people who get knocked down, health, education, transport, fire, electricity and welfare. And, you know, and then, of course, there's Te Tokoro Māori kids, 5 to 11-year-olds, who are 99% unvaccinated as we speak. So, you know, there's a crisis on the horizon, and somebody in Wellington is saying we should be downgrading from red to orange. I can't understand that at all.
Kia ora for your time. That was Te Tai Tokoro Border Control Leader Hone Harawira.